The Volume.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's the code Shannon, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Thank you for joining us again for another episode of Nightcap. I'm your favorite unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree, That's Pro me. Bowler, all pro. And he's Liberty City's own, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson. Thank you for staying up late with us. It's greatly, greatly appreciated. So let's get right into it, Ocho. The Lakers beat the Nuggets 119-108, snapped the 11-game win streak the Nuggets were on. They had won 7 straight in the playoffs. And if I'm not mistaken, the Lakers hadn't beat the Nuggets since December of 2022. They extend the series to a game 5, which will be Monday, back in Denver. LeBron James, 30 points. Anthony Davis had a monster night. He had 25 points, 23 rebounds. He led the team in assists. D'Lo, 21 points after an over the other night. Austin Reeves, 21 points. And still, Nikola Jokic was incredible again. 33 points, 14 rebounds, 14 assists. Despite Jamal Murray is only shooting 38% from the floor, he's shooting 25% right from the three, and they're up. That just goes to show you it's not when you shoot bad, it's when you shoot bad. Because come fourth quarter, in those first three games, when they needed him to make big plays and big shots,
he's hitting them.
Gonna do what Jokic does. So all we can ask Anthony Davis to do, play him to a standstill. LeBron. That means you're going to have to play Murray to a standstill or exceed what he does. I say, okay, guys, now let's make it 3-on-3. Austin Reeves, D'Lo, Rui. You got Aaron Gordon, Caldwell Pope, and Murray.
You got to outplay them.
And for the first time, those three outplayed their three.
Right. I think that was the difference in this game. Obviously, where Russell... D'Lo playing well this game and not having an offer. And obviously Reeves also had a good game as well. And they closed out the second quarter and the third quarter when they did have a lead, they had a good third quarter as opposed to the previous three games before, the third quarter was really, really bad, where obviously the 20-point lead was blown in a game where they shouldn't have won. But tonight, they finished really well. And I'm hoping they can
carry that
stay
over.
With the same, keep the same momentum, even though they're going to be in Denver. It's going to be difficult, and Denver's going to want to close it out. But just let's make the series interesting. Let's make it interesting. And, I mean, who knows what can happen? Obviously, Denver being the better team, obviously. AD playing like a monster. LeBron is going to do what he does. But I have a feeling if the supporting cast for the Lakers, outside of AD and LeBron, continue to play the way they played tonight, they have a chance. Maybe not the win, but at least make the series interesting.
This is the greatest playoff series I've ever seen Anthony Davis play.
Oh, yeah.
On both ends of the court, he's giving you the points production. He's giving you the rebounding. He's going up against the best player in the world, and he's played him to a standstill. Now, we know he's not going to have the assist total that Jokic has because they don't run their offense through AD. They normally run their offense. A lot of their offense is run through Nikola Jokic. And so he's going to always be up there. He's going to always be somewhere between 9 and 13, 14 assists. You understand that. But you got to, keep him off the glass. You got to out-rebound him, and you probably got to stay pretty close to him in points. And tonight, Jokic had 33-14. He missed some shots normally around the rim that he normally makes. 33 points, 14 rebounds, 14 assists. But it was Anthony Davis and LeBron, and D'Lo and Reeves did what we've been asking them to do for the entire series. Yeah. So LeBron James scores 30. Anthony Davis has 25 points, 23 rebounds, 6 assists, in which he led them in that category, if I'm not mistaken. D'Lo had 21 points. Austin Reeves had 21 points, and they hold off the Denver Nuggets. Force a game 5 back in Denver. Nikola Jokic, 33-14 and 14, and Murray is still struggling shooting the ball from the floor and the three-point line. But the best part about this, they didn't let this thing get within three, let this thing get tied up, because we know he's more than capable of taking this game over. So the Lakers stave off elimination, and they force a game 5 in the Nuggets' 11-game win streak against them, including 7 in the postseason, and the Lakers hold on and win. Game 5 is Monday in Denver. Anthony Davis this postseason, he's averaging 31 points, 16 rebounds, a block and a half a game, 62% field goal percentage. And this is why so many people get on Anthony Davis. Now, look who he's going against. That's the best player in the league. And you giving us 31, 16, a block and a half on 60. That's the expectations. That's why I get upset at AD. Because you see the skill set. You see it. It's on full display.
And matter of fact, the fact that it's on display, and remember what LeBron said? I'm not sure if it was at the beginning of the season when there was a question that arose from, I believe, from a reporter, and he said this was AD's team.
Yeah.
This is why. Because even LeBron knows what AD is capable of doing in situations like this. Obviously, rising to the occasion against you saying the best player in the NBA. And 32 points first game, 32 points the second game, 33 points the third game, 25 tonight. You can't ask for nothing else.
With 16, 31, 16, a block and a half on 62% field goal. The problem is they need to make sure they keep him active because think about it. He only had one field goal attempt the other night in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter, right.
The other game, he only had 4 field goal attempts. Nah, give him 5. Give him 6. Feed him. What Jokic tries to do, he tries to wear you down on the other end because he knows he's not a defensive guy. So he's going to try to take it out of you on the other end while you're dealing with him. So, Anthony Davis, what you need to do is take it out of his ass when he has to guard you on the defensive end and make him suffer. Go at him. Go at him. But I love what go ahead.
Hey, since Joker is not a defensive guy, obviously he's an offensive guy, spectacular on offense.
Yes.
Is he a liability on defense or no?
He's not, for the simple fact he gives you so much offensively.
Okay.
I mean, and he's going he's going to get rebounds. He give you opportunities. The difference in this ball game, Ocho, if you go back and look at it, the Lakers won the rebounding battle. The Lakers with only one behind in offensive rebounding. Normally, they were getting whitewashed on the glass.
On the boards,
they were losing the offensive rebounding by 6, by 7. Now you only lost it by 1. You won the rebounding battle. And so as long as you can win the rebounding battle, because you can't keep giving good teams constant looks at you. It's kind of like in our sport on third down. You let a team go get 60% on third down. Got them in 30.
60?
Yeah. You keep letting the team, okay, it's third down. All right, first down. We got them in third down. First down. Eventually, that's going to catch up with you, Ocho, because they're going to turn those conversions, they're going to turn those into points.
Right.
So congratulations to the Lakers. Something that I did not think I would be saying is that the Lakers force a game five. LeBron got, this is probably the most agitated I've seen him on a call when Swung and the ball went out of bounds.
Yeah.
And he said, I didn't touch it, challenge it. And normally, they defer to their franchise player, their great players. If Giannis wants somebody, if he does this, whether they think it's or not, they're going to challenge it.
Challenge it, right.
Jokic, hey, Mike Malone's going to challenge it. Steph Curry says this, they're going to challenge it. And so he was so agitated, he was going at Darvin Ham, they backdoor get a layup. And he was like, uh-uh. And he's like, when I say challenge it.
Yeah.
Because
well, they did it the second time.
They did.
With D-Lo. And that ball went out and he hit that finger. Darwin didn't hesitate that second time. And they got the ball.
They got the ball. It had to have gone out the way he said, because for LeBron to get that animated and that ball had a gone off of him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what people would have said?
Yeah.
So for him to get as animated and as dejected as he did when they didn't challenge it and they got a bucket on the, I was like, I ain't even need to, because I don't know why they didn't even reach, because the referee handed the ball so quick to the Nuggets because they was away. Because if you go back and look, the camera didn't even really see the back door until at the very end because the official gave it to him so quick.
Right.
But they hold on to win. Not glad that play didn't come back to bite them. Oh, Cho.
Yes, sir.
The Celtics beat the brakes off the Heat. The Heat wasn't on today. 104-84 after franchise record 23-43 from the behind the arc and a game two victory. The Heat went back to looking ordinary. They shot 9 of 28 from the three.
That's why we lost. You just said it. You just said why we lost. Shooting 9 for 23 from the three when we didn't look like that the last game, and we shot them. We beat the Celtics at their own game last time we played them.
Y'all did.
I mean, there's not much I can say. Obviously, we have to shoot a high efficiency in order to beat them, especially with the absence of he is our best player, right?
Who, Jimmy?
Yeah.
I would say Bam, but okay, I get what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah, you get what I'm saying. So you got to shoot. You got to shoot efficient from the field when he's out across the board. I mean, we're they just have the better team. They have the better matchups. It's not fair. And if we're gonna win, we got to be efficient, man. And I mean, it pains me to say this. I don't think we have a chance anymore.
You got a chance to pay me my money? Okay, I tell you what I do, Ocho.
Whoa! Come on!
We bet.
I owe you money?
Yeah. No. You don't owe me yet. Now, I'll let you buy out. We bet $500. We bet $500. I owe you $100. I'll let you buy out. So that'll be $400 if I win. You can buy out right now for $300.
Wait, I bet on the series, right?
You did.
It's 2-1 or what 2-1. Is 3-1? Oh, We good. Because listen, we not going to shoot 9 for 28 or whatever it was.
You ain't going to shoot 23 or 43 either.
you think we going to have a repeat of what you just saw tonight?
No, but I don't think y'all going to shoot a franchise playoff record 23 either.
Okay, say less. Bet still live.
Okay. You want to double it? You want to increase it?
Increase it to what?
Whatever you want.
Man, listen, make it light on yourself, baby. Now, these pockets over here run deep because I don't spend no money. So whatever you want to do, make it light on yourself. Huh? Throw it on the floor now. I'm going to pick it up.
You want to put another $5 on it?
Well, put another five on it, Dan.
I mean, I thought our feed got stuck because you.
Put another five on it, Dan.
Okay.
Put another five. You got the right one. You got the right one. Scared money don't make no money.
Mm-mm. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
I know exactly what I'm gonna do when I win.
They say we bet 200. So let's bet another 200.
So you trying to jip me?
I didn't know.
You trying to steal my money, man?
No, because here's what we did.
Chad, I appreciate that. I appreciate that's love. I appreciate y'all.
Hold on. What did we bet on? We bet something. Okay, you owe me 400 from this year. Betting on your boy Kadarius Toney and Zach Wilson.
Dang.
You bet on your boy. So I was up. I was up. I'm still up, actually. I was down 100. I was down 100. I bet you five. We bet 500. You owe me 400, so I was down 100.
Right. Okay.
So now I'm about to be a 400.
You taking the money from football season, and you carrying over like you're doing a math problem. You carrying over the money.
That's how it works.
To the next bet.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Say less.
I mean, have you ever got anything on credit?
Yeah, my face is clean, especially here in Miami.
Yeah,
get a lot of things on credit.
Yeah, see, that's what you do. So they carry it over. If you don't pay the bill off 1 week, they run it on over to the next week when you get some more stuff. So the Heat lose to the Celtics 104-84, and it's a 2-1. So Boston seizes home court back. The Mavs hold on. The Mavs take a 2-1 series lead. Russell Westbrook, P.J. Washington was both ejected after chippy play. Kawhi's questionable for Sunday's game 4. After showing in game 3, he did very little to inspire confidence that knee inflammation will allow him to save the Clippers. P.G. had his worst field goal percentage to foul ratio each game. The Clippers, 2 losses. He has as many fouls, 10, as made field goals out of 25 attempts. Harden had more turnovers in game 3, 5 than in the first 2 games combined. This is just not a good matchup for them, Ocho.
Right.
For the simple fact, those two guards, they don't have an answer for.
Right.
And their bigs are active. So they start getting in the lane and you start focusing on them and then they just lob it up and they go lively and they go Gafford. Boom, boom, boom. And with Paul George playing the way he's playing and Kawhi limited, well, you need the beard. See, now, after the first game, we've been getting James Harden. I told y'all didn't need James Harden. Y'all needed the beard.
That's not nice. That's not nice, but go ahead.
And so that's what's happening. So in order, when you're one of your best players, and I believe Kawhi is the best player, when he's down, other guys have to step up their play.
Right.
And right now, they're not getting that kind of production from PG. They're not getting that kind of production from James. And Russ got himself in foul trouble, and, you know, he didn't really give him that energy off the bench that we know he's capable of.
Right. So, I mean, obviously Russ was over 0-7 from the field. He had 19 minutes played and he was suspended for his antics, obviously.
Ejected.
And ejected. But he was ejected for his antics, obviously, you know, not being able to control his emotions. Will that affect the Clippers in the next game? Even though he didn't give them much tonight, we know what Russell is capable of doing. In order for them to actually win this series, I think they're going to need contributions from everyone for that matter. And obviously the beard or James Harden, whichever one you want to call him. We hope he can play like he did. Was it game 1 or game 2?
Yes, game 1. He was sensational. Huh? Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. We need him, especially with Kawhi being limited. We need the beard to play at the highest level he can.
What you need is Paul George to be what he said he is, which is playoff P. We know he can get it going. We know he's capable of giving you an efficient 20 plus. We know he can get in the 30s. We've seen him go score 40. This Paul George right here, with Kawhi being limited and potentially out, you're not getting past the Mavericks. You're not. So you're going to have to find a way to get somebody more involved to go along with James Harden. And when James Harden plays well, he needs another guy. Now, they got great production in the first game. Remember, the first game, Zubac gave him 20 and 15, which was a career playoff high.
for the big man. Yeah.
So that's what you need. If one of my guys give me something, I'm going to need somebody that I'm not really expecting a whole lot from. I'm going to need him to give me something that also, like you say, I'm going to need him to put something on it. And right now, lately, they haven't had anybody put anything on it. And so you see Luka, you see Kyrie doing what they do, but Lively has come in and he's been very active. I mean, I think he had probably about 6 dunks. I mean, he was dunking everything. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to finish and leave no doubt. So that series is 2-1.
2-1, yeah. 2-1 Mavs.
Yeah, and it doesn't look good for Kawhi. And look, Kawhi is never going to be the same. There's only so many times that a doctor can go into the body without it adversely affecting you.
Yeah, the same part of the body at that.
Yep.
That's unfortunate, man. That's unfortunate.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Self-care is focusing on your mental health. People all carry around different stressors, big and small. When you keep them bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through your whatever's weighing you down. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Just fill out the brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist selected just for you, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charges. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/nightcap to get 10% off your first month and get matched with the best therapist for you. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/nightcap. The Suns go down 3-0. The Timberwolves are one win away from winning their first playoff series since 2004. The Suns' home crowd booed the team. KD, they expect so much out of us. They pay their hard-earned money, and they deserve to react how they want to react. It's on us players to use it as fuel, and hopefully it ignites us for the next game. I've never been swept a day in my life, said Bradley Beal, who scored a team by 28 points. I'd be damned if that happens. What you think?
I like it. I like it from Brad. I like it. I like where talking is one thing, but being able to go out there and execute it is a whole nother.
Yeah.
And there's a young fellow out there in Minnesota.
Ant-Man,
who ain't playing no games.
He's not.
He ain't playing no games. Obviously, tonight, 38 points. Shoot, hell. In the clutch time, you talk about closing out a game. He had 18 in the fourth, 9 boards, 5 assists, 11 for 11. From the free throw line.
Yes.
Man, he ain't coming to play. He ain't coming to play. And he mean business. You saw what he was doing, right?
Yeah, he was doing a number on him. That's what he was doing. Hold on, I'm trying to find out.
You know what that mean. I'm not allowed to say it on here, but because I'm working on my cursing, but man, Ant-Man is the real deal, man.
Oh, he put in that work. Oh, he giving him work for sure.
Yeah, you down 3-0. Listen, I don't know what more Kevin Durant can do. I don't know what more Booker can do. I don't know what more Bradley Beal can do. And when I look at it, I think of the Minnesota Timberwolves as a two-headed monster.
Yeah.
Ant-Man and Cat. And when I look at the Suns on paper, to me,
it's supposed to be a three-headed monster.
They are. And when I think about the series, let's say you didn't know basketball, but you look at the rosters. And the first thing you're going to say is, well, I would say, even though my basketball knowledge is nowhere near like yours or some of the people in the chat that enjoy it, I would say, oh, yeah, the Suns going to win this. Suns going to win this. win this series just based on the names on paper in general. Yes. And hell, they
you know
down,
what's
they
happening?
3-0.
You know what's happening, Ocho? Huh? They were minus 27 on the rebounding. They got out rebounded 50-23. They was minus 10 on offensive rebounding. They gave up 15. They got 5 of their own. So what? Hey, but see the size. And when I tell people, I was like, "Oh man, you know," I said, "But at some point in time, they're gonna miss." KD, I don't care how great your shooters are. At some point in time, you got to stop somebody.
Right.
At some point in time, you got to grab a rebound once the opposing team misses. If you force a missed shot and you don't secure the rebound, you haven't actually done anything. The possession does not end until you grab the rebound. As long as they get the rebound, you haven't done anything. You forced a missed shot. Okay, and?
That's crazy. Man, most 30-point playoff games in Wolves history was 7.
Yeah.
He's only played... Oh, he has 7. Kevin Garnett has 7 as well, but Ann has played 33 fewer games.
Right. And then,
Golly. Mm-hmm. So this series is open, and basically, what do the Suns need to do to get back in the series? Do they even have a chance first?
Rebound. They had a disadvantage. Because think about it. You got 7'2" Gobert. You got 7-foot Cat.
God dang. Whoa. Cat 7-foot?
Yeah.
Dude like that?
Yeah, Cat, yes.
Man.
And you got Naz Reid coming off the bench. He's probably 6'10".
So you might as well just chalk it up for the Suns. So obviously if the Suns get swept like this, are they blowing up the team? Or are they going
to
run it back?
How you going to blow it up? Think about what you gave up to get Kevin Durant. You gave up Mikal Bridges. You gave up Cam Johnson. You gave up a lot of your pieces and all your first round picks. So rebuild how?
Right. You have no choice but to run it back.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, where does KD want to go? I mean, I thought he wanted to go there. I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Because they get him a solid and put him in a place where he could win. He had Chris Paul last year. He had Book last year. They had Ayton, and they didn't get it done. So I'm just trying to figure out where can they ship him that they're going to get value. Because you're never going to get the value. You're never going to get the value for one of those guys.
Right. Not that kind. No, not that kind. But, I mean, if they want to ship him somewhere and they can use Amazon Prime, bring him on down to Miami. Come on down to Miami.
You know what they're going to want? They're going to say, give us Bam, give us Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero.
Oh, come on now. You can't give you the whole goddamn house now.
What you want me to take? You want me to take Kevin Love?
You definitely can't take the heart and soul. That's Jimmy Butler.
Well, okay. Well.
You can't take the heart and soul.
Okay.
But that's just me. In case.
I don't want it. Whatever you got to offer, I don't want it. Give me Jimmy Butler. Give me Bam. Give me Tyler Hero. I'll give you Kevin Durant.
That ain't happening.
Because guess what? The Suns have zero playoff wins this season. They got 0 first-round picks 2025 through 2030. They got 0 second-round picks from 2024 to 2030. So what are they going to trade? So let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Like the old lady said in my hometown, what you want me to get it with? Ass and mouth?
Come on, man.
So what do they have to offer that can entice somebody to say, okay, yeah, we want that?
That's tough, man, especially with what they had to give up for KD. You would expect more. Hey, they made it to the playoffs, but they got there and haven't won any games. And then you run into a juggernaut.
They're young and hungry.
Of a young animal.
Mm-hmm.
Young, hungry animal by the name of Anthony Edwards ain't playing no games at all.
But here's the thing. In order for you to get Kevin Durant, I mean, if Kevin Durant wants to leave, you're going to have to give up because in return, I want some draft capital, but I also want players right now that can help me win. I just can't take draft picks, Ocho. I need some players. I need players.
Right.
Think about it. This is their team for the foreseeable future. They got no draft picks. None. They got one second round pick this year. After that, they got no draft picks until 2030. So I don't know what, I mean, what can you offer? Now that's I got you ain't got no draft picks. So now if you want Kevin Durant, somebody that give, they're going to want, okay, you want KD? I want two or three of your best players, and I'm going to need some first round picks because that's what they gave up.
Two or three.
Ash, what did Phoenix give up to get Kevin Durant? We know they gave up Mikal Bridges. We know they gave up Cameron Johnson. We know they gave up substantial, damn near all the draft picks. I mean, if they don't turn this thing around, this might be the biggest mistake since Aesop gave his kingdom away for a horse.
But, you know, this is the first year, though, right?
It's the second year.
Ah, shit.
I mean, how long y'all think? I mean, you make it seem like KD 25.
No, I know. I'm thinking it's their first year altogether. So
KD came at the trade deadline last year. Him, Book was already there.
Okay, so I was trying to say the chemistry. Maybe the chemistry of playing together and understanding each other, it isn't where it should be yet.
But KD, this is what they gave up to get KD. They gave up Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, and four unprotected future first-round picks.
Four. But you know what?
You can't even talk shit.
Oh, my damn, I'm cursing already. God dog it. You can't even say anything bad because this is KD we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most prolific scorers in the history of the game.
Yes.
So you understand why they gave up.
Yes.
I mean, why they gave up what they did.
Yes.
And just, it's unfortunate from a business standpoint on why it didn't work.
The only way
you know what you get as a player, though.
Yes, but the only way you can pay it off, they got to win a championship. Because if they don't win a championship, they're crippled for the next 5 years. I'm talking about crippled. Because you have no assets. What can you trade? You go trade Book? You go trade Bill? I mean, you're not going to trade Book. Bill, you might be able to trade Bill. What did they give up? What did they give up to get Bill? They had to give up something to get Bill.
Who was Suns ownership? Who's owner of the Suns?
Sarver. Sarver ended up selling it. I don't know the guy off the top of my head, right. Ocho. It's under new ownership for sure.
See what whoever the new owner, whoever the owner is for the Suns, is what you call going all in. That's going all in.
These guys don't normally become available. And so when they do become available,
you got to get them. By any means.
Yeah. So
understand.
And I think people understand. I don't think people are upset that the Suns made this move. 9 times out of 10, most teams make this move.
Right.
Oh, Matt Ishba, he was on the Michigan State team that won the national championship.
Okay.
So he was on that team, Matt Ishba. And I get it. I get why he did it. You're getting KD. You're pairing him with Bradley Beal, two offensive juggernauts. But for whatever reason, Ocho, it hasn't worked out. And the only way to pay this thing off, they're going to have to win a championship.
Right. Man, that's crazy.
Next
year might be the year. Next year might be the year.
So think about this. At one point in time, the Suns picked up Bradley Beal for Chris Paul, Landry Shamet, 4 future first-round pick swaps, and 6 future second-round picks. So that's what they gave up to get Chris Paul? Damn. I mean, to get Bradley Beal?
Hey, if you Bradley like that too now.
Man, you out your damn mind. Ain't no way in hell I'm giving up 4 future first-round picks and 6 pick swaps and 6 future second round picks for Bradley Beal?
Man, Bradley Beal is like that. He's like that.
I like Beal. But think about what you just said, Ocho. They have no picks. No picks. I give you that. Okay, the Cincinnati Bengals have no first or second round picks until let's see, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, until 2029. How you feeling about that?
Mm. Hold on now. Stay with me now. With our current roster?
Yes.
I'm feeling good. Especially offensively, I'm feeling good.
But here's the thing. It's even worse because in basketball, you only have two rounds. So they got no picks. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to do you one better. The Bengals got no picks for the next 5 years. You good with it, even with your current roster?
Okay, I don't like that. Exactly. We're gonna need to improve in certain areas.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay.
They can't improve because in order for you to improve, you're gonna have to either trade Bill, Kevin Durant, or Book.
Mm. Book ain't going no goddamn well. Mm-mm. Well, honestly, you really can't afford to lose any of them right now.
And you know, but here's the thing. Now, Kevin Durant, we know Kevin Durant to move. Kevin Durant ain't got no problem. Kevin Durant got frequent flyer miles. He left OKC to go to Golden State. He left Golden State to go to Brooklyn. He left Brooklyn to go to Phoenix. So we know he ain't got no problem being on the move. Kevin Durant right. A sojourner.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what the Suns are going to do. They're in a hard place, Ocho. They're caught. Yeah. They're between a poop and a fart. I don't know which way. I got to do one. You got to do one or the other, but I might mess myself, Ocho.
Yeah, but either way you go, both of them stink.
See? now you get it. Now you get it. Now you understand what they gave up to put this roster as we see it together. And now, because it's not panned out, and I think you're going to probably see less and less guys because it's not having the immediate ramification, and teams are going to be less and less likely to want to give up future.
Right.
And I get it, that commodity. But, like, man, this could seriously handicap us. The team that's in the best position is OKC.
Mm.
Because they got like 8, 9 first round picks. They got like 13 second round picks. And they got the youngest roster.
Right.
They got the artillery to go get a Kevin Durant.
Right. Ooh, that'd be nice.
The question is, does Kevin Durant want to go back to OKC? Because they got the artillery. They got the they got the draft compensation. Now, you're not getting Shea. You're not getting Chet, and you're not getting Jay Williams. Now, the other you, anybody else you want and pick, you want five first rounders? Game. Huh?
Hey, that'd be a good one, though. Shy, Chet, and Kevin Durant.
And Jay Will? Yeah, for sure.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the big in OKC?
Chet Holmgren.
Who at the five?
Chet Holmgren.
He's too little to be the five.
He's stronger than you think, but they ain't got no. That's what they got. That's what they play. He's a stretch five. Man, everybody ain't Joel Embiid. Now, damn.
I know, but he ain't got no weight on him. Oh, he's just straight up and down now.
With the way the game is played now, he's fine. He's fine. Okay. He ain't gonna be that different because there ain't really no banger.
They ain't banging down there. No. Okay, you're right. You're right. The game has changed. It's a shooting game now. You're right. My bad. Ain't like he ain't got to deal with no Shaq or nothing.
No, nah, hell nah. And Joel, look, you try every time Joel Embiid get the ball, hey, you come get it out of hand because you know he ain't finna do nothing with Joel Embiid.
Right.
Yeah. That's like a mosquito on an elephant. And he just.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe, it's time for our first segment. News.
Let's go.
Kirk Cousins' position as the Atlanta Falcons starting quarterback for the foreseeable future has not changed after the team's stunning first-round draft selection of Michael Penix Jr., according to new head coach Raheem Morris. Falcons selected Penix Jr. with the 8th overall pick on Thursday night. The choice sent shockwaves across the NFL since Atlanta had just signed Cousins to a free agent deal last month, 4-year contract worth up to $180 million, with $100 million of that guaranteed. At the Falcons post-draft media availability Saturday, Morris nipped at any kind of quarterback controversy. We came up with a decision this is what we plan to do. And Kurt does not have to look over his shoulder every time he throws a bad pass. Like,
that's a lie.
That's not the case. That's no, a lie. He ain't got to do that, but them fans going to boo.
that's a lie. You know what's going to happen. You already know what's going to happen. Anytime you draft a quarterback that high, you already know what's going to happen. I said it. Everybody told me I was wrong. Obviously, you didn't like the logic behind it, and I explained exactly what it was. He's coming off an injury. Mm-hmm. His tenure there is not going to be that long, maybe 1 or 2 years, and they're passing the torch on to Michael Penix Jr. That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's excuse me, I don't want to say it's common sense because it might not be common to certain people because they still are confused by the logic of the pick. And I'm telling you what they're doing. Kirk Cousins is great. He's great. He's always great in the regular season.
No, I'll give you good.
So we want some of that. We want some of that regular season magic and see what we can do. See if you can get to the playoffs with what we have here. You got Drake London. You got Bijan Robinson. You got Kyle Pitts and a very, very nice supporting cast that you can work with.
Right.
Let's see what we can do. You got a year, maybe two. And the torch is going to be passed on to Michael Penix Jr. Now, if you play bad this season and the fans become unsettled, no matter what Mr. Raheem Morris says, I respect him to death, but you will be replaced. You will be replaced, and they will throw brother Penix to the Sharks. That's what I call it. When a rookie starts, I call it throwing him to the Sharks. Mm-hmm. But you better know how to swim.
Well, you know... I don't know the record of Russ right now. Got the record of $85 million. Can you imagine signing a quarterback to that kind of deal and cutting him after 1 year? Because even if you trade him, that's right. Still dead money on your cap.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
So it's gonna be very, very interesting. I think had you know what, Ocho, had they not paid, let's just say they gave him a 2 year deal. Let's just say they gave him a 2 year deal.
Yes, sir.
Or 3 year deal because you want to prorate it out. And it was somewhere around $90 million. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they went 4 years at 180 and they gave him mm-hmm. 50 at the time of signing mm-hmm. and they still got another 50 to give him, that's why people are scratching. They're like, well, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just listen, again, we understand the quarterback situation across the league in general. In general, there are many, many teams, that don't have quarterbacks. So they had to jump at the opportunity for a quarterback that is phenomenal offensively in the regular season. Because if you look at what he's done in the playoffs, most people are like, well, what the hell did you do that for?
I tell you
what. Well, look at what he does during the season. That's why they did it. Not only did they do it, you had to overpay for it because of where the market is based on his resume throughout the past, even though he has no playoff win. Wait, he does have a playoff win, right?
I think he got one.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, but there's really no.
Let me ask you this, Ocho.
Yes, sir.
What kind of car rail guy?
Maybach and a GLS SLS 500, whatever the hell that shit is.
Okay. Rail got a Maybach. Rail goes out and buys another Maybach, and mm-hmm. pays $2 million for it.
Yeah.
You go like, damn, babe, that's. No, let's say a used Maybach, one that's like five years old. She pays $2 million for it.
Right.
And then next month, she goes out and buys another Maybach. What you going to say?
Why are you paying that kind of money for a depreciating asset?
Thank you. See, that's what people are saying. Kirk Cousins in his mid-30s, coming off an Achilles injury. And it's not like you're getting Tom Brady, a guy, or Patrick Mahomes. But let's just say they're getting someone that has 5-6 playoff wins. Okay, people might say, well, okay. But damn, they're like, hold on. Y'all paying this man like he Mahomes. Y'all paying this man like he Burrow, like he Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. Yeah.
You know what's funny? He's not Brady, Burrow, or Manning. But look at his regular season numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Look at his regular season numbers. You're going to be like, what the you know what? And that's where he's able to command and warrant the money that he got from the Falcons.
But you see what
even with no playoff success.
But see what you said? Now, yes, Dak put up them same kind of regular season numbers. Mm-hmm. And they kill it. Lamar Jackson went MVPs. He don't win in the postseason. They kill him. You see what you just said about Kirk Cousins?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He ain't never had the regular season like Lamar. Mm-hmm. And Paul Lamar, he can't win. Huh? Kirk Cousins ain't even thought about going to a championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's funny with the media. I'm obviously fans too as well. Why is Dak and Lamar held at a different standard when it comes to playoff success as opposed to Kirk?
Nah, but you know why. You better stop playing. We ain't even got to answer that.
Okay. I'm just curious.
I mean, they complaining about the money they gave Dak and talking about, well, he got, for me, I look at a loss as a loss. I mean, whether you lose by one or you lose by, Dak hadn't played his last playoff game. They lost what? Twice to San Francisco, and mm-hmm. they lost in the fashion in which they lost, especially against Green Bay. But y'all, Packers, y'all make it seem like Kirk Cousins going to the NFC Championship game. He has not.
Right.
He has not.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, expectations should be the same. When I pay a guy that kind of money, I'm expecting the results to come along with that. Because what you said is absolutely true. And that's the problem with all the quarterbacks that I mentioned, Lamar, Dak, and Kirk and Cousins. In the regular season, we see the numbers that they put up. But we didn't see Lamar go get that 300-yard passing game and a 100-yard rush game. We didn't see Dak throw for 400 until it was late in the ball game, because at the start of the fourth quarter, he had 73 yards. And we see Cousins them. So that's why people be on him. They're like, bro, I just saw you throw for 400 yards. I just saw you do this. I saw you do that. Where is that Cousins? Where is that Lamar? Where is that Dak?
Right.
Whereas we've seen Mahomes throw for 400 yards, but says, you know what? This isn't the type of game that I'm going to throw for 400. And then go boom, 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 throws for 180, 190 with three, four touchdowns. The thing is that the really great quarterbacks understand early in the game what the game is going to call for. This game is going to call for me to be a game manager, Ocho.
Right.
I can't turn the ball over. And I'm not going to have gaudy numbers at the end. Look at Mahomes, his last two Super Bowls. But this one went into overtime. So he had a little bit more. But if you go back and look at the game against the Eagles, he had less than 200 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But every possession in the second half, touchdown, 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 field goal, we win.
Yeah.
And that's what they expect from Cousins, Lamar.
You know what that was, right?
What's that?
He was a game manager.
Yes.
And for some reason, that word, that phrase, that analogy
is taking on a negative connotation.
It's frowned upon by the quarterbacks when it's really not a bad thing.
The greatest game manager has been Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady, within a couple of series, he understands what type of game he needs to play,
yeah,
in order to win.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to outgun. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh man, these defenses. Oh no, we cannot turn the ball over. No pick sixes, no skip scooping scores.
Nothing. Yeah. You got to pick and choose when to be a gunslinger and when to be a game manager.
Keon Coleman's presser goes viral. Ocho Cinco 2.0 had a hell of a press conference for the Buffalo Bill. Let's take a listen to a Keon Coleman's presser.
Go, Keon.
From here, huh? Got you a coat from here?
Nah, man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years? You did. Guess where I got this from, though.
Yeah.
I'm saying you got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Time is up.
Nah. Macy's, what you mean?
Yeah,
they be on sale on the rack, all the colors. Look, $79.89, nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little, I'll take you there personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
See, I ain't know nothing about Thanksgiving. I shop like my mama. I get my coats in the summertime.
Come on now.
You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and it be cheaper. Because you go at Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Come on now.
Who we starting with? Oh, we could go. Oh, my bad. Hold up. Y'all can hear me? This on or this off? All right, bro. I'm just making sure I'm hoping he ain't trying to set me up. Who we got going first?
Hey, he just been talking for 3 minutes talking about this thing on.
Hey, listen, I like him.
I love his energy. That's my guy.
Hey, his energy, his aura, obviously up here. And that started at home.
Yes.
That discipline he's sitting there talking about, everybody laughing and joking, Boy, you just came to the NFL. You just got drafted.
Yeah.
And you already got it up here, especially when it comes to spending your money. Mm-hmm. So if you already like that, if you already financially conscious like that, but we ain't got to worry about him. Now, if you take that same energy that we just saw in that press conference and you implement it on the field and be the same dog I'm used to seeing at FSU, man, shoot, game over, man.
He can be special because you hear the way he talk. So that means advertisers and sponsors love to get behind him.
Oh, yeah.
He got the personality. He got charisma. You see, the thing that I like about him is the thing that a lot of athletes make mistakes, Ocho. You know what they do?
What's that?
They spend money they haven't received yet.
Come on, talk now.
And that's where you run into the problem.
Come on, talk,
man. Why am I spending what I don't even have? But I'm going to get it, but you don't have it.
Yeah, because you got to borrow it. So guess when you borrow it, you guess what you got to do? You got to pay it back.
You're going to pay back money with interest when you can just wait and you ain't got to pay for no interest.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what people don't understand. Well, you know, the interest rates are, what's your interest rate? 7-8%?
Woo!
So, you know what?
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
You know, most of the time, your agent give you a loan.
Right.
Now, you got to give it back to your agent.
Yes.
Do you think the agent charges interest as well? Or whatever they give you, they just allow you to pay just that back? I'm just curious. How you think that works?
I've never taken out a loan. I took out a loan from my brother, so I'm talking about before you get drafted now.
Yeah, you know, the agent will know where you're going, and he'll front your money.
They probably go into a bank. They probably go into a bank and getting a loan against future earnings. Right. So yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming, I could be wrong, Ocho, but I'm assuming he's going to get a line of credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got you.
I don't think he went and got a line of credit because he told you, man, hey, guess where I got this from? Mm-hmm. And they got him in a bunch of colors, too.
Yeah. he got his head on right. And that started home. That's from mama.
Yeah.
That's from mom and old boy. That's all parenting right there.
Yeah.
The discipline is already there. But Keon, I know you're going to see this. Even though you got your head on right, but you put in too much work. Mm-hmm. You put in too much work to get to this point in your life. You got to treat yourself.
What do you want? What you want him to get?
It's on him. It's on him. You got to think. It's been a childhood dream of his to get to this point in life. For one, to be able to take care of yourself. Most importantly, take care of all the people that made the sacrifices to make sure you got to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, dad, whoever else that is immediate family. It might be coaches. I don't know his personal circle. But you have to treat yourself for finally making it for all the hard work. You got to take care of yourself. But I ain't even worried about you, because just listen to your talk. You got your head on right. But you got to treat yourself to something nice, man.
Hey,
something you've always dreamed of. And then take a back seat and play ball. That's it.
Man, I had a four-door Blazer with cloth seats. That was taking care of myself, because we ain't never had anything better than that. So that was good. You know, my brother, I graduated. Not that year. I got a Rolex the year after. My first year, because I went back to Savannah State and got my degree, and my brother got me a Rolly with the Jubilee bracelet, Jubilee band. So I just love him. I just love this kid, and I love his mindset. I love how he thinks. You know, I remember a lot of guys that came in my draft, Ocho.
Right.
I mean, bro, I'm like, I'm a seventh rounder. You a sixth rounder. You ain't made that much more money than me. And you getting Pathfinders, and you getting a Cherokee Grand. You remember the Cherokee? They used to have a limited edition Cherokee. So the black one had black rims. The red one had red rims. The white had... I'm like, what the hell?
Is you doing?
We had a dude that was a free agent. He went and got one.
Did he make the team?
He was on a practice squad.
Okay.
So his whole check. Bro, practice squad wasn't making money like it is now, though. You got to understand. Yeah, yeah. That was 1990. Things were a little different back then. Hell, if I was making 63, ain't nowhere in hell he probably was making half that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, listen. And then you got to, where you going to stay? You got to have, I mean, my apartment back then was $550.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
$550. Two bedrooms.
Yeah. Now you see why I slept at the stadium my first 2 years? Yeah. I wasn't spending none of that.
Dan Reed was gonna have that shit.
But they would never know you there. I was in a players' lounge. Players' lounge had everything. You know, it's plus. You got this 2001.
First of all, how you gonna be there? Because I don't know how your coaches did it, but our coaches wasn't leaving. Them coaches leaving 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Well, see, for one, then, you know, the coaches then, don't walk through the locker room though. Remember my first year I had Dick LeBeau. Dick LeBeau was cool. Dick LeBeau might be one of the coolest coaches ever.
Mm-hmm.
Dick LeBeau wasn't walking through the locker room. Marvin Lewis, second year, he was cool. Mm-hmm. Just met him, you know, boom. Nobody had any idea. They always knew I was the first one at practice at that stadium every morning.
Ocho, but you have to understand, back then they had expanded. Man, look here. Bro, back then when I played the player lounge, you might get 10 people in there. And the players lounge was where you actually ate. That was the players lounge. It was, I mean, really? Guys really sat in their locker. Yeah, it wasn't like it is now, Ocho.
Hey, our players lounge was nice. Big TV. Cable box, pinball machine, arcade machine. There was a PlayStation. It was a PlayStation in 2001. I forgot what PlayStation was out. Somebody had a PlayStation up there.
Yeah.
You had everything. So all the amenities, as if I'm living at home, is there. Cafeteria, shower. What the hell am I going to rent a place for as a rookie with everything I need right here?
Dude, there was no cafeteria. They brought the food in every single day.
Huh?
Yeah, they brought the food in every single day. And
y'all ain't have a cafeteria?
No, hell no. Nah. Not my first. Hell no. Nah. We didn't have no cafeteria the whole while I was there.
Wait, how did y'all eat?
They brought it in.
Oh, like they catered the food in for y'all.
Yes.
Okay. I understand.
And at the end, they take all that out there. So you'd have been hungry as a mofo. You'd be home. Oh, Ocho, that's what I'm saying. Guys now get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They got
everything.
Are you pescatarian? Hey, I only eat fish. I like salmon. I like trout. I like sea. They got it.
Everything.
They like, hey, everything. I need to get, hey, such and such need to get 18 grade, you know, needs to get more protein, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. They making the shakes for you.
Right.
They cook it. Hey, can I get two omelets? Let me get a little cheese. Let me get some bacon. Let me get some, mushroom. They doing that right there for you.
They got everything. Listen,
we didn't have that.
Mm-hmm. The inside of that Bengals locker room now, in the amenities that they have, shake machines, all the healthy stuff, the greens, all the food, it's crazy. It's bananas. It's bananas. I mean, obviously, we had a nutritionist back then when I was playing. I no disrespect. I ain't paid him no mind. Because you already know what I was eating before games and after games. I ain't paid him no mind. Hell, Keon Coleman. Did you see on Twitter today? You see what his diet is?
Yeah.
You saw the clip?
I saw that.
Man, listen. He gonna clean that player. Up. Yeah, no, he ain't. Listen, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't. If it same like Puka Nacua. If it's not broke, Puka Nacua ate McDonald's all season long. Look at the type of season you had. Don't go out there listen to Cooper Cup, and I mean that all with all due respect to the Triple Crown winner. If it's not broke, don't fix it. I can if Keon Coleman's play is equivalent to that press conference and that confidence he has, young boy will be top 10 easily within his second year. Oh, yeah. All it has to do, if it matches up, if the talk and the play matches up mm-hmm. on Sunday, and look who the quarterback is.
Yeah, Josh.
So you know the ball coming.
Yeah, guys, y'all
see, it's coming.
Ocho, they looking at guys today and they look at all that money. Uh-huh. You do realize that when I got in the league, there was no free agency. So right. there was not guys, got, I mean, $1 million was a S ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Back you got to yeah. realize what some of these guys are making in a year. The owners bought their franchise for what these guys make in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I mean, yeah, I know 90 seemed like a long time ago, but everybody didn't have kitchens. Everybody catered. You had the food brought in. There was not, like now, Baltimore, my last year in Baltimore, I think it was my last year, they would prepare, you know, have, you know, you want scrambled egg, you know, you want egg, you want omelet, stuff like that. But it was simple stuff. It's not like it is now. The way it is now, you literally, everybody can go order whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Pancakes, French toast, whatever. They got waffle makers. They got whatever you want. Whatever you would go to a restaurant and or look at the menu and order, they have it at these facilities. Well, a lot of these, I'm not going to say all, but a lot of these facilities. I know they have it at the Broncos now. I know the Ravens have it. But it wasn't like it wasn't then like it is now. And so that's what I'm saying. That's why athletes are getting better. They get better knowledge. They got better nutrition. They got better training. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you should improve. Yeah. That's called evolution. That's called advancement. Mm-hmm. It's not a knockout. I'm not begrudging them.
Oh, yeah.
Because guess what? Guys in the 70s had it better than guys in the 60s. And the guys in the 80s had it better than guys in the 60s and 70s. And so forth and so on. So eventually, that's what you get.
You keep getting better.
Look at these basketball. Look at these basketball guys. Look how great these guys are playing a lot later in their career. Not just LeBron. Look at Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. Look at Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant numbers are better post-Achilles surgery than they were prior.
Yeah.
That's science. That's medicine. That's technology. Guys know how to eat. They know how to train. They get in a hyperbaric chamber. They get their blood measured. You eat specifically for your. Hey, it's a science. When what's the guy name for the Raiders? The left-handed quarterback. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. But his dad, he never had a Big Mac. His dad trained him. Now they got these guys now. Oh, Todd Marinovich. That was his name.
Oh, from USC.
Yes, Todd Marinovich. Yeah, he came out of year after me, Todd Marinovich. Hey, but now, Ocho, these guys, what do they have, Ocho? You ain't know nobody on your team that got a personal chef, did you?
Back then?
Yeah. No. See, mm-mm. I bet you 4 or 5 then, guys per team now got personal chefs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an added expense to me. I consider it to be unnecessary, but whatever works for you and you feel that you need to do, I'm all for it.
But here's the thing. It's like, okay, I'm going to put a studio in my home. People say that's an added expense. No, it's not. Nightcap pays bills.
Mm.
Your body is what pays them bills. Your body is what helps you make that money. So I'm going to get somebody, because here's the thing. This is what I always tell people about eating out. That restaurant is cooking for 1,000 people. My chef's cooking for one. Me.
Mm-hmm.
Exact amount of protein, the exact amount of carbohydrates, everything, sodium, everything to the T.
Yeah. That's what McDonald's did for me.
They did whatever.
They took care of me from the teeth. McDonald's dotted my I's and crossed my T's, which is why I was who I was. I like it.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.